high-profile FBI agent walks away. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An FBI agent accused of alleged political bias is no longer with the Bureau. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Timothy Tebow retired over the weekend, and Fox News has learned he was walked out of the Washington field office on Friday, as is standard procedure. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley relayed whistleblower accusations to FBI Director Christopher Wray several weeks ago, the director telling a Senate hearing earlier this month.
When I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
There is no comment from the FBI on Agent Tebow's departure, as it is a personnel matter. A federal judge considering a request from former President Trump to appoint a special master to oversee the inspection of documents seized from his home says her preliminary intent is to grant the request. But the Justice Department is telling the court no reason to.
The Justice Department filed a motion and announced a team already and independently reviewed the evidence from Mar-a-Lago and found a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information.
Fox's David Spunt reports the so-called taint team will segregate those documents. A Trump attorney says they aren't sure if the government's lawyers can be trusted. Little or no drinkable water is available in Jackson, Mississippi this morning. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency.
Until it is fixed, it means we do not have reliable running water at scale. It means the city cannot produce enough water to fight fires, to reliably flush toilets, and to meet other critical needs.
Problems with the city's only water treatment plant, including pump failures, were made worse by weekend flooding. The state will begin distributing emergency drinking water supplies this morning. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden will travel to Pennsylvania today for a speech on gun control.
In Wilkes-Barre, not far from his birthplace of Scranton, President Biden will again urge Congress to take more steps to combat gun violence.
He'll talk about how we have built on that momentum and how we must act on ban assault weapons. You'll hear that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will also highlight a plan to hire more police officers around the country and build public trust. It's his first of a few upcoming trips to Pennsylvania. The White House announced a primetime address Thursday night from Philadelphia on the battle for the soul of the nation. President Biden is also expected to attend a Labor Day event in Pittsburgh next week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
School shooting yesterday in Oakland, California. The victim, a 12-year-old boy, now reported to be in stable condition. The suspected shooter, a 13-year-old, was caught after a short chase. California lawmakers on Monday approving a measure giving more than a 500,000 fast food workers in the state more power and more protections. The bill would create a new 10-member fast food council that will be empowered to set minimum wage standards, hours, and working conditions for fast food employees in California. Restaurant owners warn it'll only drive up consumer costs. The Federal Trade Commission suing a data broker over the sale of cell phone location data.
The Federal Trade Commission's lawsuit against Idaho-based Cochava Incorporated accuses the company of selling geolocation data from hundreds of millions of devices. A statement on the FTC's website says that information can be used to trace the movements of people to and from sensitive locations, like reproductive health clinics, places of worship, homeless and domestic violence shelters, and addiction recovery facilities. The suit seeks to stop Cochava from selling the data and to delete the geolocation information it's already collected. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.